Big Oil Check-In, exploring the end of the age of oil.
I've talked quite a bit on the Peak Oil Check-In about the Transition Town movement and how it is building more resilient communities. This week, let's take a look at what we mean by resilience when it comes to energy. Resilience is the ability of a system to maintain its basic organization and function in the face of a shock. For example, a four-engine jetliner can keep flying and land safely when one or two of the engines fail. A single-engine plane is less resilient. Engine failure forces a pilot to find a place to land immediately, within glide distance. And a helicopter is less resilient still. I would guess it falls out of the sky pretty quickly if its engine is no longer able to turn its rotor. Reliability is related to resilience. The electrical grid is designed with reliability in mind. Utilities and regulators usually work to ensure that a variety of different sources generate electricity for a region. They design enough redundancy into the system so that even if major power plants are taken offline for some reason, the electricity demand of the whole region does not exceed the supply. It doesn't always work out, of course. In the northeastern U.S. and Ontario, 50 million people were suddenly blacked out in August of 2003, some places for over a day. Smaller blackouts occur regularly because of ice or windstorms. Parts of Quebec were without electricity for weeks after the ice storm in 1998, for example. Resilience in the face of understood but transient events is one thing. It's quite another to plan resilience in the face of new, unanticipated events. The northeastern electrical system is vulnerable to natural gas shortages. Over one-third of the electricity here is generated from natural gas. After Hurricane Katrina, which wiped out a lot of the U.S. natural gas infrastructure in the Gulf of Mexico, northeastern utilities were bracing for a winter of rolling blackouts. The following winter was mild, however, which meant that less gas than usual was used to heat buildings, and the lights stayed on. As natural gas supplies in North America wane, it will be harder to keep the regional electrical network running, with its present emphasis on natural gas. Reliability isn't just found in the supply side of the energy system. Utilities increase their ability to meet peak electrical demand by signing up some customers to turn off big loads, like electric hot water heaters or air conditioning, when the overall load strains capacity. And anything that reduces overall energy use can increase the buffer in the energy supply, which is one measure of reliability. Resilience is more than reliability, though. The electrical grid showed itself to be unreliable during the August blackout of 2003, and I saw pictures of New York City hotel guests sleeping out on the sidewalks in front of their hotels. Why? Well, I never learned the story behind it, but I imagine it has to do with poor resilience in the hotels. Most guests would have wanted to take elevators to their rooms. Elevators use electricity. I'd have thought the guests would have been okay walking up some stairs if the alternative was sleeping on the sidewalk. But I'm not sure they could have entered their rooms after climbing those stairs. Most hotels use electrically powered card readers as locks. And even if they had gotten into their rooms, would the building's ventilation system have worked? Or would they have been driven out by hot, stagnant air? Few hotels had windows that would open, I would guess. Emergency backup generators help a lot for short outages. I was at a conference in Washington, D.C. about 5 years ago when the lights went out in the middle of the afternoon. We were meeting in a typical conference venue, a windowless ballroom. After verifying that it was just a local outage, not a terrorist attack, we went back to our meeting. Hotel staff helped us hook up our projector and computer to the one outlet in the room connected to the hotel's generator. We encouraged people to come sit on the floor close to the screen so they could see each other in the light of PowerPoint presentations, and we carried on until the power returned after an hour or two. Resilience can be there when reliability lets you down. Our conference participants were sufficiently flexible to work in a darkened room, so the conference went on. After a while, of course, generators run out of fuel. That's when more building resilience is important, in the form of windows that supply light and open to supply ventilation. We could have kept talking without a PowerPoint presentation. Humans have done that for most of our existence. In the dark, with no ventilation, it's tougher to keep the conference going. Resilience is a type of insurance. Systems without insurance can work marvelously, until they don't. Resilient systems are capable of muddling through whatever comes at them. I'm Carl Etnayer, and that's this week's PCOIL Check-In.
PCOIL Check-In was produced by Relocalizing Vermont Productions in association with WGDR Plainfield.